Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Warren Houston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Hughes steals second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houston fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brucker moves to second. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock strikes out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Whitehill, and towards Hughes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry strikes out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Hughes scores. Averill moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill scores. Trosky moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill spins and fires to second, and Hill is picked off. Two outs. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0-for-1 in the game. Houston hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster fires to first and picks off Pitlock. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill. Whitehill reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Caster goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses scores. Finney moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney scores. Werber moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hill bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Peters is walked intentionally. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0-for-2 in the game. Houston hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Finney reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hale moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Hill steals second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Hill scores. Brucker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Athletics. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Brucker moves to third. One out. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0-for-3 in the game. Houston is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 6-5, Athletics. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Finney bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 7-5, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Werber steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Houston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brucker hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Peters reaches second base with a double. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0-for-4 in the game. Houston hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peters moves to third. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Caster hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hughes hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Solters hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.